It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you, leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Hey, you guys ready to go? Ready for another episode of Flow Dreaming? I have an interesting topic. I think it's interesting. I guess I have to say that about every topic, right? Because if I'm fascinated, that's why I'm doing it. This one has to do with expectations and predictions. So we're going to jump right in because this is a fundamental concept, as you'll soon see, when it comes to manifesting, especially when it comes to flow dreaming. What we expect, what we believe will occur, becomes oftentimes what actually happens. However, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we are so far off in another direction, it's like another realm, and we think, how did we get that so wrong? How did what we think not actually occur? Because I believe that what I think is what happens, but then I got something completely different. Oh, Summer, help, I'm so confused. So I'm going to be using an example from something that's happened actually just within the last few days. So I'm recording this show right now for you just a few days after the beautiful harvest moon. That's a September moon where it's just, this golden orb of gorgeousness hanging in the sky, especially when the moon rises. And I'm really lucky where I live. I get to see the moon rise every night. So my husband and I typically go and stand out in the backyard. Last night we had a beautiful dinner out there and watch this golden moon rise. The harvest moon traditionally is, well, it's just what it sounds like. It marks the day, the turning point. This is when the harvest comes in. This is when the nights begin to get shorter, when we know that we're moving from the rich bounty of the summertime into the cooler temperatures and the fields start to go dry before the winter comes and the rains and the refreshing of everything happens. So it's already got a kind of transformative aspect to it. However, for me, it was supposed to be something even bigger. I had a couple of Vedic astrology readings in the last few weeks because I've had a birthday, and I like to look ahead. Hey, what's going to happen? Is next year going to be like last year? I hope to hell not. So I really wanted to see. And what kept coming through is, oh, Summer, you've got so much going on in your 12th house right now. And, oh, you're in your Saturn return and you've got all this hidden Neptune stuff. And basically the gist of it all is, this is going to be this last eclipse that happened, especially right around this moon. This eclipse period for you is, wow, it's pretty significant. If you can get through that, if you can weather that, everything should start looking up again, right? So partly I'm feeling relieved, like, oh God, yeah, things are looking up. And partly I'm starting to, feel apprehensive. What do you mean? What's gonna happen on this eclipse? I kind of wish I didn't know about this eclipse now, because now I'm going to start worrying about something that I didn't worry about before. And that's exactly what I did. The eclipse for me was supposed to be about endings, new knowledge coming to light, old things being put to bed, big disruptions and transitions. And And immediately, right, what's the tendency? Where do you go with that? Where does your heart go? Where does your emotions go, let alone where your mind goes? I think, oh my God, is something going to happen? Am I, you know, my husband and I going to have a big blow up? You know, will something happen to someone in my family? Is there going to be a calamity in my business? You know, is what's going to be taken away from me? Right? That's where you really go. That's the inner center energy. What's going to be taken away from me? Because when we feel endings, that's what we naturally kind of move to. Why do we do that? Right? Because the fear of loss is so ingrained in us. It's such a part of our human condition. It's frankly a part of our biology. We are so much more adverse to loss than we are open for bounty. Right? It's something that keeps us alive. It's conditioned into our cells. So as we try and grow and evolve out of this, one of the constant things that we're doing is pull up all of this loss thinking, which I call lack thinking. Right? Lack thinking is when this biological tendency moves into our emotional and spiritual realm. And pretty soon, instead of just expecting loss around us, like as a physical safety survival thing, we expect loss in everything. Emotional loss. He's going to leave me. My kids are going to, you know, not like that. My employer is not going to let me. Whatever it may be, like you'll come up with, if you look for this, you'll see yourself anticipating loss often and everywhere. Lack thinking. That is pure, 100% distilled lack thinking. So what I did is I went into lack thinking. Well, here's what happened instead. And I, you know, the irony is, of course, I realized I was in lack thinking. I realized I had these feelings and emotions bubbling up because this is what I do. And I kept saying, well, Summer, you know, just chill out. Let's just see what this day brings. And part of me, and the week rather, because eclipses, you know, they have an ebb and a flow and an up and a down to them. And part of me said, okay, well, just, you know, don't do anything. Like Mercury's retrograde. You got all this, you know, junk happening in your 12th house. It's going to be really dicey. And, you know, don't get anything inflamed or just try and just, you know, if you could just completely lay low and pretty much not leave your house for a week, maybe that would be the best course of action. Right? Can you see how we do that when we want to avoid something that we fear? You know, we want to avoid loss. We want to avoid lack. I call it retracting. And we typically retract into life. Like, gosh, if I can just skim under the radar, maybe it won't hit me. So I went into that thought and then I went, you know what? Do I trust myself? I have plans. I've had a lot of things that I've set into motion, right? A lot of really good stuff. And I assessed, have I been really showing up? Have I been digging in? Have I been saying, hey, Saturn, yeah, I know you're in my life, but I love you. Let's see what we're going to do with this together because you're not going anywhere. And why should I resist you and hate you? You know, it's the same thing I did with my cancer. I don't like you, but why should I resist you and hate you? You're in my life, right? What can we do with this together? So it was kind of a remarkable week. It still is, frankly. What ended up happening is I brought in some new members to the Flow Dreaming team. And basically two new people coming into my company at the same time. Which is basically two people coming into my company at the same time. It's like having twins. And part of me is panicking at the idea. And part of me is just over the moon excited. Because it means I have this enormous capacity. All these things I've been dreaming and wishing for, I now have the ability to do. I really do. I have the ability to do them. All of my talk about balance, check that box. All of my talk about letting go of control, check that box. All of my talk about letting other people contribute and step in and help create the vision and grow it and make it not just be the summer show anymore, check that box. So I began to think, gosh, This is an ending. It's just completely not the ending I thought. So I had this whole new team together, a new team. We went out and we had a little happy hour. And I was just sitting at the table in this kind of profound daze. Like, wow, I feel really you know, legit. This is a thing now. You know, it's way more than just me now. These are people's lives and other people's visions. And I'm so grateful. And they just, you know, fell into my lap. And you know what ended for me? The realization that I ever had to go it all alone again, right? That I would have to work longer and harder, that I didn't have the support. All of those old feelings just ended for me. And I realized I'm stepping into a new frame, a new place where I can expand and grow. And there's the gentleness. It's just like a fruition of all of these things that I've been saying, I teach this. Can I actually cultivate it myself? So what came was an ending of the uncertainty, an ending of the doubt. And I thought, that is a damn fine ending. That is way better than I thought. You know, here I was, everybody's going to quit. And, you know, that lack thinking. No, completely different. So here is another thing that happened during this period, actually. Some of you have been listening for, you know, 10, 11 years. And you've heard me talk about wanting a new house for pretty much that entire time, kind of ebbing and flowing. I love my current place. What's happened is that I've become so settled into it and just made it so beautiful. I love my current house, but we're bursting at the seams. We're bursting at the seams, right? There's two of us who work from home full time now. And it's, you know, and we've got two kids who are, you know, kids and turning into teenagers. And I just said, you know, it's time. It's time. And all these years, there's always been something a little not right. You know, oh, I like this place, but darn, you know, it doesn't have enough property. Or I like this place, it's got a lot of property, but it's way far out. Or, you know, it's a 10-minute drive to, you know, out of town, and or 15, and all these little things. Well, you know what? In the last week, I found two houses. Two. Two. 10 years of nada and two in a week. So I have offers out on both of them. How strange. Do you know what ended for me? All again, those years of not being ready yet, of not having the faith, of not feeling like I'm ready to leap into this more expensive place, right? Money fears ended. The feeling that I can't find what I need, I can't get what I want, it's not out there. Those feelings ended. And what opened for me? Oh my God, there are plenty of places. And so many of them are fitting me. Here's two. You see how this is getting turned around? You can still have the same prediction. You can still have the same energy states around you. It's your interpretation that has to adjust. Beyond that, there's even more things that have been going on. The website I've been talking about for years and years. I suddenly get an email. Hey, we're going to be done in 2 weeks. What? What? Wait a second. That's amazing. You know, so I have all these projects, these big, lumbering, difficult projects that are wrapping up, tying up. See, I want all of these endings. It turns out I wanted every single one of these endings. They were blessed. They were beautiful. They were right. They released me. They are releasing me. So what I'm really trying to show through this long kind of, you know, story here are your expectations. Whenever you have an expectation, you are telling flow, you are telling your energy field one of two things. Either I'm bracing for something I don't want, or I'm welcoming something I do want. Right? I'm either bracing for something I don't want or welcoming something I do want. That's an expectation. Now, there's a little kind of middle gray ground in the middle, which is I don't really care about this thing. You know, it makes no difference to me. This one I don't have much opinion on. It's a neutral state. But more or less, the neutral states we ignore because we're neutral. They don't cause us any grief or angst or emotional, you know, throw us out of equilibrium. So I'm really just concerned with those two. The bracing or the eager expectation. So my challenge for you today is to start looking at some of these things in your life that you are bracing for, that you have interpreted as this will go bad, or there is a loss here of something I don't want to lose. There is a loss here of something I don't want to lose. I want you to look at those things. They're inside of you. You have these feelings bound up, wound in like a parasitic plant covering a tree. You've got these feelings surrounding certain elements of your life, relationships, time commitments, work, health, just name it. You've got it. What would happen if you could step back and say, what if instead of fearing that I'm going to lose it, what if it actually completes or transforms in such a way that it is beautifully resolved, that I feel blessed and freed? What if I could look forward to this ending? What if I could look forward to it? And obviously, a lot of you have already pieced this together. Endings and beginnings are the same thing. Right? Same thing. Everything I've just stated for me is a new beginning. Beginning, 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 beginning. But you see, I can't be thrust into that until the ending has occurred. Right? It's like a diving board going into a pool. You're standing on the diving board, right? It's cold. You're shivering. The moment you release the tension, the moment the switch occurs, you're in the air and then you're in the pool. And then it's warm, and then it's beautiful, and now you're swimming, and now you're in another environment. You ended that one, and you began the other. And they happen pretty much in the same moment, the moment your body hits the water. So I could just as easily have looked at this entire eclipse period as a time of fruitful new beginnings, glorious beginnings, releasing me from old mindsets, from old habits, from old traps in my thinking, a capping off of the year that I've just had. And you know, for me, that year has been about health and crisis and growth and really changing the way that I do things, changing the way that I act, behave, think, right? This week for me was telling me, you know what, Summer, you did a pretty good job. Do you know why? Because I didn't have to re-encounter it all again. If I had done a pretty sucky, lousy job, I bet you some of these changes, these transformations this week would have said to me, Summer, you haven't completed it yet. So we're gonna give you some more nudging towards that completion. We're gonna give you something else. And that's what I was really afraid of, really. You know, what will I lose? What if I didn't quote unquote, pass the test. Remember, there's no test here. It's more just a sense of, have I finished or haven't I finished? You know, you're like a kid and you did all your spelling. And like I always tell my kids, fine, after you've done it, if you have extra time, go back and recheck all your answers. And if you still have extra time, go back and recheck your answers. You know, use it all up. Use it wisely. Because you don't want to be at the time where the teacher says, ding, and then you go, oh, darn, I have to do the thing again because I missed these. So that's how I felt. Like, did I miss something? Is there going to be something else coming up? What's this going to show me? And please, you know, I feel kind of guilty using that analogy of a test or a metaphor of a test because for me, it's not really a test. It's more like an opportunity to assess or evaluate. We need these moments where we look and see what we've done. It's like if you're pedaling a bike, pedal, 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 and you're going really far and you're cruising through to your destination every now and then. It's nice to take a break, take some water, look at the map, assess, where am I? Where am I in this journey? Right? You don't want to just go through everything blindly. You need that moment to assess. So this was an assessment moment. Hey, what happened? Where am I? How am I doing? What do I think about this? Remember, it's really a self-test, a self-assessment. There is not a teacher grading you. There's no group of holy holies looking at you saying, nah, she did that one. Yep, she's still failing on that. Yep, nope, that one. Yep, make her do that one again. Yep. Sometimes we get into that mindset that that's how it is because it's a real human mindset. To think that we're constantly being graded and test and there's a specific right and wrong and we all have to, you know, do the right thing and please our teachers to move on. But I would like to remind you, you are your teacher. You are a teacher. There's all kinds of consciousnesses out there. Granted, yes, I won't deny that. Many consciousnesses, God, Source, knowing greatly more than me. But I'm working in tandem, right? It's like you choose your curriculum. You choose your experiences. You choose your expansion. What do you want to bring back to Source? What do you want to bring back to God at the end of the day? You're getting to pick that. It's not being forced on you. If you feel it is being forced on you, that's a whole other episode, which is, why would you feel that the ultimate control has been taken from you? That you're just going through a set of preordained and predetermined, motions. That's the ultimate power leak, the ultimate power loss. Remember, you're a co-creator. Co-creator. This is your assessment. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? So look at that thing going on in your life right now. What are you projecting toward it? What are you anticipating? What are you sticking into it? What do you think will happen? What are you fearing? What loss is coming up for you? What if you're completely wrong? What if you're going to pass, quote unquote, with flying colors? What if it's a beginning? What if it's a resolution? What if you can't actually understand what it means? It makes me, frankly, want to look ahead to everything else in my predictions, my astrological predictions for the year ahead, and turn every one of them into the most shining, gorgeous, positive possible. Why not? If it happened once, why couldn't it happen again? Why not go toward it with that feeling inside myself? I'd way rather create that, move toward that, make all my decisions based on that, than start making a whole series of decisions based on fear, loss, lack, illness, and so forth. So there you have it. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, I'm going to take you into the flow, and we will work on revising some of these lack feelings inside of us. So whatever it is that you have been projecting that fear onto, that putting that interpretation on, we can switch it, right? We can shift it inside of you. So stay with me for more Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is Flow Dreaming and what is Me School? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life, the way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things. Everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff, and we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right. I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back. You ready to do some flow dreaming? If you don't know what flow dreaming is, not meditation, not hypnosis, it's more like a form of lucid daydreaming. We go into a state known as flow. This is a real psychological state. And then we begin to communicate with the universe, with our futures, with our higher selves. We begin to emotionally recondition ourselves. Your emotions are highly engaged and activated. It's a beautiful and just delicious state of being. I sometimes call it a bubble bath for your mind. I explain how to do it. I teach how to do it completely for free. Go to my website, flowdreaming.com. There's a kit there that you can get. It'll explain it. If you haven't done that yet, you can please just feel free to come along with us right now. So speaking of flow dreams, if you like this topic, I just want to give you a little extra that you can kind of go forward with. There are two playlists that you can find on my website. Now, a playlist is a pre-selected group of flow dreams that I have recorded for you, right? You listen to them kind of like you listen to a pre-recorded meditation, right? These are collections of flow dreams that are engaged around a particular topic, because usually there's one area or something in our life that we really, really want to remodel, you know, rehabilitate. And sometimes it's something outside of us, an external situation. We want to manifest something, a job or a house or a partner. Sometimes what we're trying to rehabilitate is inside of us. And it's an inner quality or a feeling or a releasing of fear or a letting go of grief, or in our case today, we are learning how to develop a quicker response to predictions and information, so that instead of going into loss or fear of loss, we move straight away instead into how beautiful this is going to be. I don't care what they said. This is going to be amazing for me, right? Because when you start feeling that way, that's what flow starts expecting from you. You know, and even in my story earlier, even though I was fearing loss, there's been such a buildup in my life of me being accountable, me going into it, me really working it, you know, communicating with the universe, me holding long-term commitment, that my fear of loss was like little, you know, bits of rippling on the top of the ocean waves by the wind. It wasn't affecting the ocean. It was just affecting the rippling waves. It was just making me feel bad. But the undercurrent, the deeper waters, the wellspring of my life and my flow, that's something I've been cultivating every day. That's something that you're learning to do too. All right, so the two quick playlists before we jump into the flow dream. One of them is called Lucky and Guided, the Lucky and Guided playlist. Right? You listen to this one every day. It reminds you, hey, I'm lucky. Why do I think I'm not lucky? Why do I think that I have to fear loss when I should be anticipating gain and benevolence from God, from Source every single day? And guided, of course I am being guided. Why would I be fearing that I'm being guided into a brick wall or into negativity? I trust I'm being guided into something positive and ripe, and I'm ready for it. And this is my next step. It's a blessing. It's my reward. All right, that's the Lucky and Guided playlist. Sounds pretty good, huh? I made most of these for me, by the way. If it flicked my bick, I made it. The other one I want to give to you is the Guided and Fearless Meditation playlist. If you are too tired to flow dream, you can listen to these meditation playlists at night while you fall asleep. I know a lot of people actually do that with the flow dreams as well. Those tend to have a little more emotional energy and bounce to them. Meditations, of course, are soothing, relaxing, focused. And when you listen to the Guided and Fearless, again, what you're saying to life is you're falling asleep to these feelings. I'm being taken care of. I don't have to anticipate something bad. I can handle this. This is a beautiful gift I'm being given. Again, this is my reward. Why would I fear a reward? Life is rewarding me. It's not punishing me in days ahead. So you can listen to that one at night. Okay, enough about all of that. Let's jump into our own flow dream. You ready? Go ahead and close your eyes. We want to relax your body. Your body does not want to bring any tension into this. It wants to go in smooth, soft, rolling, like beautiful waves of grass, fields of grass, with the gentle wind blowing. A forest of trees, with the wind blowing through the leaves, or the palm fronds. This is how you're feeling. As you breathe deeply all the way down to the bottom of your abdomen, and as you release it, your shoulders drop. You roll your neck a little bit. You release your jaw, perhaps you yawn, and your brow releases too. You feel so good, so ready. And you find yourself walking along a lake shore, beautiful lake, a lake maybe you've never even seen in real life. But a lake that's in your imagination. A lake that's in your flow. It can spread out for miles, endless even. And the shore of this lake, it can be dotted with big, beautiful, dark rocks. Flat. Beautiful for hopping on, skipping on. It can be surrounding those rocks with a gorgeous white sand. Soft and powdery. Beautiful for walking on, laying on. Sense yourself walking along the edge of this lake, a lake of light, a lake of magic, a lake of beauty. The waters of this lake are the waters of flow, the waters of healing light, the waters of creation, the waters of your future. And you look at the shore of this lake and you think, I did not need to make this. I didn't plan this. It's just right it was made for me. It's my direction. It's my future. My next steps are already here. It's just up to me to take them, to experience them, to enjoy them, to interpret them, to play with them. And as you feel this motion of you walking, gliding, gently moving forward, you feel so good and so right. This is perfect. You're exactly where you should be. In time and space and all of eternity, you're exactly where you should be. Despite all the other thoughts and feelings in your mind, all the could-haves and should-haves, and I let those go. This is right. You're good. You're good. Feel that. Feel the flow responding to you, reminding you you're good. And now you say to your flow as you pause and walk down to those beautiful rippling waves of light. You say, there are things in my life right now that I feel unsettled about. I'm anticipating something negative, bad. I'll lose something. Maybe someone told me something that I began to fear or believe might be true, might happen. Wash that off of you. Wash those off. Go on, take some of that beautiful, sparkling, celestial water and just wash it off of you. That's a choice. To believe that, a choice to anticipate that. It's not by default true. For goodness sakes, hasn't even happened yet. How could it possibly be by default true? Whatever conditions that you're fearing, whatever potentials that are worrying you, wash that off. Wash it off. Maybe you have completely misinterpreted it. Let yourself believe that instead. Oh, I might be wrong. Maybe I went in a direction that is completely, you know, I've done that before, come to think of it. I remember times in my past when I worried and worried and worried, and then what ended up happening was completely different. Or things changed to such a degree that the things I was worrying about became completely irrelevant. This has happened before. This might happen again. It might happen again. It really, truly might. I believe that. That's what I really feel. That's what I want to feel. Why shouldn't I feel that? What difference would it make? Would I do anything differently? Maybe I would do some things differently. Maybe I'd go forward with love and excitement, anticipation of something good and beautiful. Maybe that's what I would do. That's what I want to do. I would rather be in that state every moment, every hour, every day. I don't care what anybody said, what anyone told me, what conditions might be out there, anything. I know, in fact, instead, what will happen for me is exactly right, perfect, beautiful, God-given, God-directed. It's not going to harm me or hurt me. It's going to bless me. I'm going to be blessed. That is how I feel. And that's the feeling I stay in. Holding it, I'm going to be blessed. Even now, as this imagery begins to recede, the daydream is shifting away and ending. I'm finding myself returning from flow, and I open my eyes. There you go. Did you enjoy that? I sure did. All right, on that note, go have a blessed week, and I'll see you all next time. Same time, same place. I don't know why I say same time. I think it's habit. You listen whenever you want. Same place, right here, flow dreaming. My love to you all. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.